Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Our main source of trafficking in this country are our own teenagers. The average age of entering prostitution or sex work in this country is age 12. And if you look at the lives that these women come from, these young girls, it's a little different situation than it is internationally. They've usually been in homes that have a lot of abuse in it, either emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. They're trying to escape a bad situation, and they feel that anything's going to be better than what they have, or they feel very unloved, and they've dropped out of school, and they don't have a lot of resources and things to carry them through. And at the mall or online, someone meets them. It's felt that a teenage runaway, for example, within 24 to 48 hours, most of them are contracted by a trafficker. And they may say to them, gee, you're really beautiful. You could be a model. You're a model, right? No? Oh, well, you should be. I have a friend who could, you know, take some pictures of you and help get you in the business. Hey, how about, why don't I take you out to dinner and we'll talk about this? And she gets in his car and that's it. She's taken. So many of these people come from bad circumstances. I want to put in something parenthetical here to say that's not always the case, because we see, I have several parents in my church, which is a large church, whose daughters are currently being trafficked, and they didn't start out in that kind of situation. There's books about the girls across the street who were in cheerleaders and in great situations. So this stereotype doesn't apply all over. A big thing we have to start doing in our churches for our own children is worry about the internet, because that's why trafficking of these teens is spreading so much, or one of the reasons in this country is the widespread use of the internet. It's thought that about a third of kids in school age now in high school do sexting online. There's lots of code lines to warn people texting you that the parents are in the room or you want to get away. People go into chat rooms. They go onto online sites. They think they're talking to another 14-year-old boy who's telling them that they're pretty or praising them or seems to love them, when really it's a 50-year-old sex predator. Our kids are in terrible danger with these things, and through their innocence, they don't realize what they're getting involved with. We need to educate our teens. We need to educate everybody.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.